Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sure looks like a good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some things went my way. Throwing troubles out to the wind and I'm praying that they
cast your fate for the wind or cast your fate with us.
I think that's probably a better move on your part. Hello.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program for Thursday, February the 4th, with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. He has something to say. Jennifer has something to say. You have something to say. Share it with us at 888-302-3684, should you desire. Email to Doug or Rich or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. And then there's always social media, which is Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Yes, Jennifer, but I'm eating salmon this morning and not peanuts.
Oh, how's gross. That? Nobody should eat salmon, like, ever, but really? Especially in the morning.
All right, so here's the quote of the day from the fellow who runs Tesla. You know, the electric car
the
people.
Band?
Elon Musk. No, that was yesterday, I think. Tesla and Elon Musk, who made his money at PayPal, is doing all kinds of exciting things. He canceled an order from a fellow who posted something critical about him. So apparently he looks at all the orders. I find that hard to believe because they sold 64,000 cars last year.
That's
how does he look
at
all the orders? Anyway, he referred to him as a super rude customer. So no Tesla soup for you, sir. No Tesla. I think that's
what
a pretty interesting way.
What do you do without the Tesla soup? I mean, come on.
It's just really interesting the way some people run their businesses. So this
you,
guy's,
know,
you say something
I'm
nasty.
Say,
I'm going to, from now on, anybody who sends anything bad to me in an email, you can't listen anymore.
I'm going to actually say good for him because he's rich enough. His company is successful enough where he can do this. You know, I think of friends of mine who have restaurants and they live and die by their Yelp reviews, right? That's how a lot of people choose to go to a restaurant. And you've got these guys who will go on Yelp and bully people because they can, because they're big internet guys. And they go and they write these terrible reviews for Yelp, and then in the next breath they're in the restaurant asking for free appetizers or a free dessert. And you know what, if Elon Musk on a bigger level can say no to somebody who's a jerk, more power to him.
Grow a skin. Once you get big enough that you're going to be able to have that amount of business going on, you are not going to please everybody, and you have to accept the fact that somebody out there might not like your product. Get a life.
Next, the CDC, which is a government agency that is supposed to protect the health and well-being of Americans, Center for Disease Control, has issued a memo to women. And that memo suggests that women should stay sober unless they're on birth control. That's because the CDC says millions of American women are drinking and then having unprotected sex, which means
funny,
if they get
they don't
pregnant,
talk about men,
their babies have a
sober.
Higher risk of getting fetal alcohol disorder. There's an ongoing debate about how much of any alcohol is safe to drink while you're pregnant, but the CDC says it's better to be safe than sorry. Meanwhile, in other news that concerns the chromosome set, Brazil might be rethinking its strong anti-abortion stance because of the Zika virus. So anyway, this is pretty sexist stuff. Why is it, as Jennifer just pointed out, that this is a warning for women to not drink? What about men? Why is there this prejudice? Or maybe this is just reality, Jennifer. Maybe that's what it is. You know, I don't have much use
for talking about the effects
of
the baby, right?
No, they're talking about the if you don't want to be pregnant, then don't go out and drink. And then have sex with somebody. That's basically what it's
saying. There's a strong correlation between drinking and unprotected sex. And so women need to remember that or they need to stay sober.
Yeah. I think
obviously, it's a good idea to stay sober at all costs if you're already pregnant. So that probably
is right. It's a good idea to stay sober, period, no matter what. All right.
Yeah,
so
sure, why not?
Florida Governor Rick Scott, speaking of the Zika virus, has declared a state of emergency in four Floridian counties. Nine people in the last 24 hours have been diagnosed with the Zika virus. All of them got it outside of the country, But the governor says he wants the state to be ready if the virus starts spreading, and it'll spread because of unprotected sex.
And no, it won't.
Yes, it will. That's how it, that's what happened in Texas yesterday. That's what happened. It wasn't yesterday. It was over the weekend. The person came down with it, and the blood test showed that they had Zika virus.
They don't know how efficient it passes through sexual relations.
Why take a chance? Under the circumstances, if you've been...
silly.
Well, it may or may not be silly.
Unless you're in Brazil.
I don't hold with a lot of the stuff the government comes up with, and I think the World Health Organization has gone way out on a limb here.
Yeah.
But the other side of it is, let's just get to
Florida's
the bottom
just
line.
Trying to get some government.
Well,
money.
Maybe, maybe not. But let's get to the bottom line here of the responsibility that partners have if they're going to engage in adult activity to do it sensibly and fairly. And to have the protection that's necessary on both sides to not have an unexpected consequence, whatever the consequence may be. It's time people became more... I'm talking in the wind here, probably, in a manner of speaking, but it's. I think it's something worth spending a moment or two just in a reflective state as to how easy it is for these sorts of things to happen.
You may not even know you have it because it's low grade fever.
It's not like much more than the flu, and it's gone in a week.
It's even a lighter version of that.
Yeah. In a moment, Robert Durst pleads guilty to illegal gun possession. You remember the story of this dirtbag from New York? We'll give you the next chapter in a matter of moments here. 13 and change past the hour on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was a great offensive defenseman. He ranked second all time in his position in goals, assists, and total points. As for Stanley Cups, he's won four of them.
Poppy coming up on the play. She scores!
So, where is Paul Coffey now? Paul did some consulting for the Phoenix Coyotes when they were owned by Wayne Gretzky. He also considered coaching after his playing days, but instead he turned to cars. Today, Paul operates three auto dealerships in the Greater Toronto Area. He's also gotten back on the ice as a volunteer youth coach. Score one for the kids. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
Yeah, Dr. Buff here. Did you know there's a new grade at universities nowadays, and it's a sign of changing times? Trust me, your kids are talking about it, and many don't understand the big deal, but it's worth worrying about. Here's the social science of it.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You're familiar with the usual litany of grades, A, B, C, D, E at some universities, and of course, F. But there's a new grade that's making its appearance. It's called an F. D. It's given to cheating students and can stay on a student's record for 2 years. And get this, the word cheating has taken on a new name. Today, many college students call it a collaboration. And 52% of today's students admit to cheating. What's the cheap psych trick? When you get something for nothing, knowledge loses its value. Cheating is not helping another, it's hurting yourself. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Hi, who's this?
My name is Happy, and I'm from Seattle, Washington. I was adopted, so they were happy to get me.
Pretty right.
Seattle, there are a lot of places.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Seattle, there are a lot of places during the summertime, or summer's kind of short up there, but there's all kinds of riding. You get up in the Cascade Mountains, Snoqualmie Pass, the rides to Mount Rainier are really nice rides over on the Olympic Peninsula. Take a ferry across, which is kind of fun. It's just beautiful up there. We have a lot of beautiful scenery and good, excellent roads up there for bikes.
American Biker Minute.
Feel the wind in your hair.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
America Weekend. All right, 17 and a half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Richie, and I are here focused on Robert Durst, the estranged heir. I love it when the news media refers to somebody as estranged.
Mm-hmm. It sounds so soap opera-ish, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. Okay, so they own a lot of real estate in New York. He pled
guilty.
And
they're not friends anymore.
To New York and, or you mean his estranged, what? Who's not friends with whom?
No, the his estranged family. They're not friends anymore.
Huh? You lost me. All right, let's keep going.
Just keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, this guy has been a suspect in several murders in New York. He pled guilty in New Orleans on Wednesday to illegally possessing a .38 caliber revolver. That means he goes back to California to face charges, including the murder of a close friend.
Robert Durst is expected to make a guilty plea right here in this courthouse behind me.
He has been moved to a prison about an hour away from this courthouse. Durst is in custody in Louisiana on a weapons charge because when authorities tried to arrest him last year on a murder charge, they say they found a gun on him. This has been tied up in the court system for the past year. But now Durst's attorney says a plea deal has been reached where Durst will plead guilty to that federal weapons charge in exchange for a shortened sentence. Durst would be able to serve that time in California while facing the murder charge there.
Really? What a great system of justice we have, isn't it?
Yeah,
everybody
this guy's
gets
in trouble.
Treated equally. Well, yeah, he is in trouble.
He's in trouble no matter what.
Robert Durst lawyer is a guy named Dick DeGurin. He was interviewed, says his client is agreeing to plead to the weapons charge because he wants to clear his name.
That agreement will clear the decks and we'll get to California, hopefully by the end of the summer. He doesn't want to be Bob Durst anymore because of the taint on his name. But he is Bob Durst and he wants to clear his name.
Here, the lawyer says there isn't enough evidence to convict his client anyway.
I just don't think that they had sufficient evidence to have him arrested. They had a lot of suspicion. They've always had a lot of suspicion, and the television show just added to that suspicion. But as far as evidence is concerned, I just don't think it's there.
All right, so what is? Hasn't he been in jail all this time?
They've got a note. They've got a note where he spelled Beverly the same way as on another note that they know is from a piece of paper that he wrote. And it's misspelled on both sheets of paper, and it's written in green ink, which is what he always used.
That's what I always use.
I know.
Yeah.
Maybe
you
have something in common.
I must be guilty of something. Yeah, right. I have a lot in common with the guy who's murdering so-and-so.
Yeah, you're both right in the color of money.
Mm-hmm. There's a case that's floating around that we're going to that doesn't have, well, I think this guy's guilty. Durst is guilty of any number of things. There's a podcast called Serial that we're going to dig into in the next half hour that follows what happened to this teenager, Adnan Syed, who was convicted of a murder in 1999, sentenced to life in prison. You know how we've been talking this week about the death penalty and how it ought to perhaps be curbed because there are so many now with the new DNA procedures and so forth, so many people who are exonerated after the fact. This guy was sort of sent down the road without a lot of proper steps being taken by the people who prosecuted him. And somebody did a lot of work to figure out what the story was behind the story. So we're going to have a sort of involved, intricate discussion of that in the next half hour here on Good Day.